Hi there, my name is Peter Jones and I'd like to welcome you to Peter's podcast. Over the coming weeks, and at the time we're in where everybody's sort of confined to barracks, I think it'd be nice if we can find some way of conveying a message to people that we love, that we're there for them when we can't visit them. So this is why I've conceived this podcast. This first one will just consist of stuff that I sort of like and give you an idea how it will go, but then I want you to actually get in touch with me and I'll give you all the details later on that, and then we can call this a people's podcast. I hope that's a good idea and I hope you're all on board with it, but we'll see when we get cracking. So here's hoping for the best, and we'll carry on with the first choice of music. Tell you a little bit about this song. This is something when I was about, I would say, probably 7 years old, I went up to Edinburgh for the first time. I was on the top of a double-decker bus and out of the window I heard this song playing, and I've never forgotten it. And it's by Ella Fitzgerald and it's called Manhattan.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan to an Isle of Joy. We'll go to Yonkers, where true love conquers in the wilds, and starve together, dear, in Childs. We'll go to Coney and eat bologna on a roll. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. And My Fair Lady is a terrific show, they say. We both may see it close someday. The city's glamour can never spoil the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Oh, that was Manhattan by Ella Fitzgerald. And I think the reason I like that is because that lady could sing. I know that she did a lot of scat singing, which a lot of people didn't like, but when she hit a note, it stayed hit, and it wasn't, she didn't wander around trying to find the note. She was actually pitch perfect. Now, a little bit more about what I'm trying to do here. What I'm going to do today is just pick some songs from over the decades that have done something for me, that have meant something to me. And I just want, you know, I'm just worried about people who can't get visitors at this time, like, and I'm just thinking that if you want to get in touch and you can't actually visit them, you send me your messages and I will convey these messages through these podcasts to your loved ones. And also, if you've got a special piece of music that I can find or that you can send me the MP3 for, I'll definitely play it. I'm hoping to do this perhaps weekly over this period that we're all going to be isolated for. and it might just bring a little bit of a cheer and a smile to people, I hope so, anyway, because we need that at this time, I think. And I was just trying to think about something I could do to help, and this seems to be about the most logical thing that I can do from home, so I hope you'll bear with me and we can make this work. But anyway, let's get on with some more music now, and another one from the 50s, actually, and this is one when I used to visit my uncle Charlie. He had this big sort of radiogram, and if any of you have heard of it, I mean, for the younger people, it's a record player, but it's in a wooden case, so the sound is wonderful because the wood resonates the sound and it makes it so deep and so full. And this song really benefited from that. It's by Nat King Cole and it's called When I Fall in Love.
Begun, and too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun. When I give my heart, it will be completely. Or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you. And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you.
And Nat King Cole, that was another man who could sing a note, wasn't it? And I mean, he was pitch perfect too. And you might not have never heard his singing if it hadn't been for, I think he had a trio called the Nat King Cole Trio, and he was a pianist, and he never sang, he had a singer. But I think the singer was sick one night or something, and he was asked to step in. Well, as soon as they heard his voice, they didn't want him to stop singing, and of course the rest is history. He sold millions of records and is still a favourite today, I think, especially at Christmas time because he has Christmas albums and stuff like that. But what a wonderful singer he was. Now, a little bit more about this. If you do want to contact me, you'll need an email address, so I'll give you one. And the email address you can contact me on and send your MP3s even to is accypete57@gmail.com. I'll just spell that out. It's accypete 57@gmail.com. You know, just send them and let's get this ball rolling because I think we need to do something like this. Right, now, as for preferences, I mean, 60s was probably my favourite period of all time. I mean, as a teenager, you know, you meet your first girlfriend and you fall in love and stuff like that. And this song really epitomises this because the first girlfriend went on holiday with a friend and I missed her for a week. So this one's called I Just Don't Know What To Do With Myself, and it's by Dusty Springfield.
Just don't know what to do with myself. Don't know just what to do with myself. I'm so used to doing everything with you, planning everything for two. And now that we're through, I just don't know what to do with my time. I'm so lonesome for you, it's a crime. Going to a movie only makes me sad. Parties make me feel as bad when I'm not with you. I just don't know what to do. Like a summer rose, the sun.
Since this is in effect meant to be a request podcast in the future, I'll just put a little dedication in myself to my two daughters, Catherine, who lives in Accrington and who I see normally on a regular basis, and Amanda, who lives in Australia. And because of all the travel restrictions, I feel a little bit more remote from than usual. And I'd love to send this out to both of you and to everybody in Australia that I know and love, and hope you're getting on with this as well and managing. And this, as I say, this is a podcast, so it can go all over the world. So if you've got relatives abroad, you can also use this to get in touch with them too. The next song on my list is another from the 60s, which Billy Fury was sort of, well, I think a lot of people said Cliff Richard was the next Elvis, but I think Billy Fury was nearer to Elvis than Cliff was in his moody looks and his, and the way he sang, really. And this is one of his classics, and it's called Halfway to Paradise.
To pass. so far away. I long for your lips to kiss my lips, but just when I think they may, so far away. Being close to you is almost heaven, but seeing you can do just so much. It hurts me so to know your heart's a treasure.
What's Halfway to Paradise by Billy Fury? Now, the funny, like, a fact about Billy Fury that most people may not know is that although he had as many hits in the 60s as the Beatles had, he never had a number one, and that was about the nearest he got, I think. That got to number two, did Halfway to Paradise, in about 63, I think. So that was the nearest he ever got to a number one, but what a brilliant voice, and how sadly he'll be missed. And talking about Elvis, the other funny thing is that, well, funny peculiar is that he actually died at the same age. He actually died at the same age as Elvis Presley, 42. And they were both tragically cut short their careers, weren't they? So, I'm not going to, you know, there's a lot of friends I've got that I would love to give dedications to, but I'm not going to do that on this because if I miss anybody, I might just upset them. So I don't want to do that at this moment in time. But I'm sure you'll make up for that with all your dedications when you get going with this. I think, really, we need to help everybody out at this time. And there's so many kind people on Facebook, you know, offering to go for people shopping. And you know, it just touches the heart what people will do, you know. Okay, for my next song, we were talking about Elvis Presley, weren't we? And this is one that I like, actually, from the late 60s. I think it was 69 this was a hit, and it's called In the Ghetto.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
Now, people, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Now, take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, he tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies
in the ghetto.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries.
In the ghetto. In the ghetto.
Right, that was In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley, and I personally think that's one of the best records he ever made. Although I loved his films, they were really feel-good films, and I think we could all use a bit of that at the moment. Now, I'm going to go a little bit more upbeat here, and I'm going to actually skip a decade and go to 1983 for this next song, which is by Billy Joel, and it's called Uptown Girl. Yeah, I've always liked that song. You know, that, as I say, it's a bit more upbeat, and I like the video to that as well, which featured his then wife, the model Christie Brinkley, and she was sort of the uptown girl to his mechanic, which was quite a good concept at the time. But the 70s yielded quite a lot of decent music. This particular track is a perfect example of the 70s, and it's from 1978, and it's by Queen. It's called Don't Stop Me Now. Now, Queen really came to prominence with Bohemian Rhapsody, and I suppose changed the face of pop music forever with that song, since it was quite a long song, and up to then all the pop songs were really short and nearly didn't even get recorded. But this one is more upbeat and I think probably a little bit briefer, which is better for this podcast, and it's called Don't Stop Me Now. Thank you.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
Leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car, passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, 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 there's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a supersonic man out of you.
It was difficult to pick a track from Queen because they're all so good, but I thought that one was, again, a bit upbeat, and I think it's quite apt at this time as well that we need not to stop fighting this virus, and we need to get through it. So the next track I've got for you, and this, again, is going on another decade to the 1990s, and it's actually a record that was made first by the Troggs in the 60s, but this version is a little bit more polished, and this is by Wet Wet Wet, and the song was the theme to a very, very popular film at the time called Four Weddings and a Funeral, and it's Love Is All Around.
I is all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind, it's everywhere I go. Oh, yes, it is. So if you really love me, come on and let it show.
Say I was a really big fan of Take That in the 90s, although I did see them before they were famous on the back of a truck in Blackburn Town Centre. So if I'd known that I was going to see one of the first concerts then, I think I'd have taken more attention, because there were people around, but they weren't actually taking much notice. But they would now, wouldn't they? Because Take That from that point were really good, because they were prolific songwriters as well. But when they made the comeback, I thought they were really special, because I think they had all that panache, but they had a little bit of experience as well, and I think it told with some of the tracks they made, like Patience, and the one that I'm going to play now, which is was a theme to a film, I believe, but this one is called Rule the World.
You light the skies up above me, a star so bright, you blind me. Don't close your eyes, don't fade away. My heart,
so pure, your love so amazing. Yeah, don't close your eyes, don't fade away, don't fade.
Rule the World by Take That, and as I say, one of the best ones they've made, I think, one of the best records they've made, in my opinion. But a little bit more about this little project I'm doing. I'm quite nervous about doing this today, actually, because I just know that it's important and I want it to work properly, and I do want you to get in touch with me, and I will try to make this about the people, and it will in future be called The People's Podcast. And just to reiterate, it's for anyone who is isolated or isn't getting visitors at the moment for one reason or another. And you can send them a message here through this podcast and maybe cheer them up a little bit, brighten up the day and make them know that they're loved, which I think we all need a little bit of at this moment in time. So yeah, I hope that you all keep well and you all fight this virus. Well, I hope you all don't get the virus, but if you do, I hope you're willing to fight it and come out the other side stronger. And I do wish you all the best. Just to tell you again the email address that you need to contact me on, it's akipete57@gmail.com. I'll repeat, akipete57@gmail.com. Thank you all for listening. And I'll finish with quite a modern track for me, actually. But it's one that I can't say I discovered this man, because I have a friend called Jill who's been watching his concerts for years and always said how good he was. But it's only in the last probably couple of years he's come to prominence. And he's a brilliant singer-songwriter, and he's called Jack Savaretti. And this one is the one I like best that I've heard of his so far, which is a hit last year called Candlelight. Thank you, and all keep well, and all the best to everybody. Bye for now.
Play with me, do what you want with me. You won't see me putting up a fight. Look at me, look what you've done to me. Never let me go after tonight. This feeling that I feel, I don't wanna hide. Candlelight is how I like to see you say my name. In the darkness, it's not the same. So come and kiss me before the sun goes down. 'Cause in the darkness, it's not the same, it's not the same. Promise me you'll wake up next to me. A lifetime, forever and a day. Stay with me, don't let our memories take from us the love we have today. This feeling that I feel, I don't wanna hide. Candlelight is how I like to see you say my name.
The same.